It's time to hear the word. Our reading is adapted from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, titled Water to Wine, read by Penny, age 12. Now, let's hear the word together. There was a wedding celebration in Cana, a village in Galilee. Jesus, his mother, and disciples were all there. The wine ran out during the celebration, and Jesus' mother told him, "They don't have any more wine. It's run out. There's none left." Jesus responded, "Dear woman, this doesn't concern me. My hour has not yet come." Jesus' mother found the servants and told them, "Go see my son and do whatever he tells you." Nearby were six large stone water jars. These jars were used for ceremonial washing and purification. Each jar could hold 20 to 30 gallons of water. The servants stood by, waiting for Jesus' instructions. Jesus told them, "Fill those stone jars with water." The servants listened and filled them all. Jesus said, "Now, draw some out and bring it to the head waiter. Let him taste it." The servants listened. They filled up a cup and gave it to the head waiter. The servant said, "Excuse me, sir, try this." The head waiter took a sip and was amazed. The drink had transformed. It was no longer water, but delicious wine. The head waiter didn't know where this extraordinary drink came from, but the servants did. They knew it was only possible because of Jesus. The head waiter called the host over and said, "Sir, the host always serves the best drink first, then brings out the cheap stuff, but you saved the best for last." And the celebration continued. Jesus revealed his glory in this first miraculous sign. Jesus' disciples saw that he turned the water into wine, and they believed in him. This Bible reading was adapted from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Notice how Jesus never asked the servants to perform the miracle. He only asked them to trust him and carry the water. Well, Jesus asked that of us too. Just like the servants, we're all water carriers in our own way. We trust Jesus, follow his words, and he performs the miracle.
Thank you for listening to Hear the Word, a production of Waking Word and made possible by the donations of listeners like you. Visit us online at wakingword.org to access more family-friendly content. Our mission is to share the message of Jesus Christ, build biblical literacy, and support the faith formation of children. If this sounds like a mission you'd like to support, please visit us at wakingword.org/partner.